Poverty is so intertwined. You've just got to say, come on, let's get a little bit more realistic about tackling the issues that people are really facing and investing in areas that are actually going to radically improve their lives. And some of the measures I've outlined there, I think would at least take a clear shot at doing that. Poverty is so intertwined. It's tied up in income, in education, in employment, in health, in crime. You know, when you look at some of the issues that are affecting people at the moment, we're talking about the rising cost of food and fuel, which has risen by 156% since 2003, according to the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Food and Hunger for the UK government. When you look at issues such as insecure employment, we hear about things like zero-hour contracts. When you look at things like minimal employment opportunities for people seeking work, and when you think about the impact of welfare reform that's having, wreaking havoc on people who are out of work, you've just got to say, come on, let's get a little bit more realistic about tackling the issues that people are really facing and investing in areas that are actually going to radically improve their lives. And some of the measures I've outlined there, I think would at least take a clear shot at doing that.